Wacky Radio 2, Driving Lessons.
Hello everyone, this is Studley Forcage, a roving radio reporter broadcasting to you from a well-known fast food restaurant in Richmond, British Columbia. It seems that there has just been a major accident involving a car that has collided with the restaurant. We are speaking with a man who admits to being the driver of the car that crashed into this fast food restaurant. What is your name, sir? And could you please tell us what happened here? Were you the driver of this car?
My name is Henry Ding Ho. My real name is Henry Ho, but my nickname is Ding. Yes, I was driver of car.
Gee, this was a beautiful car. Was it a new car?
This is new Mercedes. I just buy it. Salesmen say this car have all latest bell and whistle. That means plenty of option. Car is fully loaded.
Well, yes, it is a beauty, or it was a beauty. Now, what happened here? Would you prefer I call you Ding or Mr. Ho?
You can call me what you like. I don't mind. Just don't call me late for dim sum.
Why is your nickname Ding?
They call me Ding Ho at driving school because I have so many accidents. Make Ding in all their car at driving school.
Oh, I see.
If you want to know how accident happened, you can ask my driving instructor. She is one in backseat wearing crash helmet and special padded suit next to Dingman. Or you can watch replay of video. This car has special video to record everything.
Those two look like they're pretty shaken up. So why don't we just watch the video? And by the way, what is a Dingman's job?
Dingman's job is to keep track of how many car I hit during driving lesson. Then he'll send him check to pay for damage.
I see. So you pay for all the cars you hit?
Certainly. I don't want to lose a driver discount before I get a driver discount.
Right. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Okay, if you're ready, I roll video. Here we go.
Okay, Mr. Ho. I'm Cindy Wong, and I'll be your driving instructor for today. This is driving lesson number 60, and it is your last lesson. I see you decided to bring your own car today, which is your option to do so on your last lesson. Now, we have a new Ding Man today. His name is Stephen Lee. Stephen is just getting his protective gear on, and he will be out in a minute.
Oh, what happened to other Ding Man?
He quit. He said this job is too dangerous and too much paperwork to deal with the owners of all the cars you ding.
How many I dinged over?
Let's see. It's 127 cars so far.
Is that a lot?
Let's put it this way, Mr. Ho. Before we tried to teach you how to drive, there was no such job as ding man.
Oh, so this is good. It's good because Ho helped our economy by creating jobs.
Okay, here comes Stephen. Okay, Stephen, do you have your seatbelt on?
Okay, Cindy, I'm buckled up and ready to go.
Okay, Mr. Ho, you may proceed to leave the parking area. Now, do you remember rule number one?
Yes, of course, Cindy. After 59 rests, I remember rule number one. Always do what driving instructor say. You tell Ho where to go. You say go left, Ho go left. You say go right, Ho go right.
That's right, Mr. Ho. Very good. Okay, Mr. Ho, pull out the parking area and make a right. What are you doing, Mr. Ho?
I turn on my radio, TV, video, recorder, cell phone, and DVD prep. This car is no Mercedes with old bell and whistle. I'm fully rolling.
Please turn it down a bit, Mr. Ho. Okay, Stephen, get ready to count. We're getting into some traffic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. 11, oh man, can't keep up with them all. 13, 15.
Okay, Mr. Hall, let's take a break. Turn right at the next corner and then go left into that fast food restaurant. We'll get some food and maybe you'll do better.
Okay, Miss Cindy, you the boss.
16, 17, 18?
Where I go?
Drive through on the left.
You sure you want to go right through?
Yes. What are you doing, Mr. Ho? You're supposed to go take out window.
You told me drive through. You want me to go take out window?
Yes, yes. What are you?
I do exactly as you say. You say drive through. The thing drive through. Then you change my name and say take out window. So thing back up and take out window. Only thing left is kitchen. You want thing take out kitchen too?
No, just stop, Mr. Ho. Just stop right now.
Oh, I think I hear menu sign. He's gone. Lights out. So, there you go, Studley. This is end of video. By the way, I go inside restaurant. Everyone okay? No one hurt. I order a burger combo for everyone on hold. I order one for you too. Hope you like root beer. Good thing kitchen's still working.
Yes. I'm fine with root beer. Thank you very much, Mr. Ho. What are you going to do about the restaurant?
Oh, this is Lucky Dave Ho. Everything okay. Owner was inside. He said his business ruined, building destroyed. Say he will sue me for damage.
If he's going to sue you, how is that lucky for you?
I tell him if you sue me, you spend 2, maybe 3 years in court before you get money. How about I just pay your property? You can have cash money in 1 week. Don't have to pay lawyer or court costs.
What did he say?
He said yes. He sold to me for $6 million. I say 4.5. He say 5 million. I say okay to 5 million. I think this is good location. Lots of traffic. Easy to see when you drive by. Yes, this is lucky day for her.
What about the driving instructor and the ding man?
Cindy say I need more rating. I say yes, so I sign up for 60 more rating. Ding man threaten to quit if I don't pay him hourly wage plus $50 per ding. I say no, that's too expensive. We make it $10 per ding. I tell him, you make it up on the volume. Always fair to everyone.
Yes, you certainly are fair, Mr. Ho. So everything is settled then?
Yes. When Ding Man tried to overcharge me on paper ding, I remember advice my father gave to me.
Oh? What advice was that?
He said, one thing to always remember, Henry. Never mess with Ho.
Excellent advice, Ding. Excellent advice. I know I would never mess with a Ho. Well, that pretty well wraps things up. This is Studley Forkage, a roving radio reporter, saying goodbye for now.